Joining me now at the Family Wrestling Entertainment event is the man who fought in the main event, a valiant effort, the now former FWE champion, formerly known John Morrison, now John Hennigan. How's it going?
Great, brother. Bringing the pain and leaving a stain all over Brooklyn, man. Couldn't be happier to be here. Had a match against one of my favorite opponents, AJ Styles. And when I say favorite opponents, I mean favorite to watch. First time I've ever wrestled him was tonight. It was an honor. And it was really cool to have that happen here for FWE and in New York, placing people that I both truly love.
How wild is it in your mind to have just main evented a show with somebody who was already making themselves a star when you were just not tough enough?
Bro, that's like 5 wrestling lifetimes ago. pretty wild. And it is wild because you remember those things. Like when I was getting into wrestling, I was watching AJ, and when I was growing up, I was watching guys like Sean and Ray and Macho Man, and having the chance to like meet those guys and be in the ring with them is one of the coolest things to me about wrestling.
You mentioned Shawn Michaels, and a lot of people commented when you were tagging with The Miz and WWE about how who was the Marty Jannetty and the Shawn Michaels of the group. And even though you haven't been with the company in about 4 years now, do you believe that people call you the Marty Jannetty?
If I could slap you in the face and have you write that in the interview, that's what I would do. If I could throw you through the barber shop window,
I would let you.
That's what
do.
I would do. No. Like, first of all, Marty Jannetty is a pretty badass wrestler who I loved growing up. So it's not too bad to be Marty Jannetty. Second of all, regarding me and The Miz, there's no way I'm the Jannetty of that pair. Look at the two of us. If you look at the match tonight. Look at in-ring talent. Look at the legacies. And the legacies will speak for themselves when our careers are over. Right now, I'm still in my physical peak at the height of my career. And so looking at it now, it's impossible to say. I don't feel like the Jannetty. I feel like the Michaels. Although I'm a big fan of Jannetty's work and I'm a big fan of Shawn's work. But I think at the end of the day, when all the cards have been played, people are going to look at my career and say that was the Royal Straight Flush. And the Miz's was just a regular flush.
And this might be a ridiculous question, but I've always wanted to ask you this.
Bless you.
Are you still the Shaman of Sexy and the Ambassador of the Abdominals?
Bro, I'm in my underwear. Look at that.
I am looking at it.
Tell the people what you see.
I see muscles that are pulsating on your stomach.
It's called Abdominals, brother.
Yes.
The Shaman of Sexy, and quite apropos tonight to call myself the Wednesday Night Delight, because now I am wrestling for Lucha Underground as Johnny Mundo, and it is also Wednesday night here in Brooklyn, where I just wrestled AJ Styles. So, yeah, all that and then some, man.
How great is it to have a nickname like the insert day the delight, because you can just change the nickname whenever you want. You can just based on the day.
What would you nickname yourself? I mean, you're an interviewer, you know.
The pale
you're a
whale.
Wrestling interviewer. The pale whale is pretty good at rhymes and stuff. What kind of whale? A killer whale?
Sperm whale.
Sperm whale? Ooh, sperm whale.
Yeah.
I like that.
People won't want to touch me and I'll win by default.
I was just thinking about something you said to the ladies at the bar. You were thinking about dudes.
That's why I didn't get a girlfriend until I was 18.
You're a true wrestler.
Yeah.
I like that.
Living the gimmick. So we were speaking about WWE, and recently there was an article published on the website about veterans who could come back and restart their career on the WWE NXT brand. Would you have interest in doing something like that?
It's a catch-22. I think the stars at NXT are some of the best stars in the business right now. Sami Callihan, Generico, Kevin Steen, the guy that paints his face like Jeff Hardy. Finn Balor. Like, I think some of those guys are like more talented than the guys on the main roster. But I also think I'm past NXT. It's the matches that I want to have, I think, it would be on either Raw or SmackDown or Lucha Underground.
And speaking of Lucha Underground, of course, you're on that promotion as Johnny Mundo, one of the greatest names, I think, in recent history. And what would you say is the absolute best thing about being a part of that promotion?
Creative autonomy. Lucha Underground is everything that I like about wrestling wrapped into one. It's got like a feel of a gritty action film. It's got Lucha, which I've always loved. The talent of the roster is off the charts. I mean, you hear the people chanting tonight when I was in the ring with AJ, Lucha, Lucha, and also fuck TNA. To me, implying that AJ should come to Lucha Underground, as well as a lot of the other talented indie workers and people around the world. But I think,
would AJ come to Lucha Underground?
I'm sure AJ would do whatever organization had the amount of money to hire AJ. It's probably where he'd go.
And for those of you listening, AJ Styles is not standing 2 feet in front of us.
With no response. All he's thinking about. It wasn't a no. Oh, we're going to get an answer.
Oh,
so many questions that he's asking that I would love to answer for you. But you got to be politically correct, so I'm going to go back and go.
Oh, please don't be politically correct.
Politically correct business.
Unfortunately.
It's always tempting to say what you mean, but in the long run, wrestling is a business. Yeah, Lucha Underground is awesome. The talent there is off the chain. It's cool to wrestle matches without handcuffs, which a lot of times you do have in other wrestling organizations. And it's finding its identity right now in the same way that ECW was potentially in the 90s, you know? And it's cool to be a part of that. And it's also in Los Angeles, where I'm from, man. Born and raised LA. Represent.
You've got the suntan going, everything going
for
you.
It's fake, dude. It's just sunless tanner.
I know. I was trying to be nice.
Okay. But it's an interview, so yeah. you can imagine.
I'm imagining this, the pale whale, actually, still.
All right, dude. Like, next time the pale whale and the shaman of sexy get to L.A., we'll hit the beaches in Hermosa.
And we can
get
pick up chicks,
tan,
right?
And give you something to use that sperm for. Really. Don't write that. This is horrible. I got hit in the head a lot during this match. I don't know what I'm saying.
Now that you're doing all these great things on the independents, now, of course, you're doing the great thing on the independents, I wanted to ask you what you think this is. Everyone who seems to leave the WWE seems to just feel so much better when they leave the company, just like they're reborn. What do you think it's a mixture of that makes people just re-energize their career?
I mean, there's a lot of politics, and there's a lot of time that you put into WWE. If you're doing 200 shows a year on the road full-time, it's your whole life, it's all you have and all you are. And if you're happy there and you're doing well, which I was a lot of times, it's awesome. But when you leave, it's like you're now in your own car and you can drive wherever you want. And it's nice to have that freedom. And I think a lot of people feel that when they leave.
And I'll just two more questions for you and I'll let you go, because I see the abs are getting very sleepy.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to put some clean underwear on and go get a drink, brother.
Can I come?
No.
Okay.
By drink, I mean protein shake. It's not that expensive.
Yeah, of course, protein.
Don't drink protein, quit lying.
It's soda. Okay. So, we were talking about politically correct, and recently the controversy with WWE was Bill DeMott and all the how he would train the upstarting rookies. Do you think if it's true that it's wrong, and have you encountered any of that yourself?
No comment.
Okay. And so, finally, my last question to you is...
Say about Bill DeMott.
Yeah.
Bill and I were always cool. Heard from a lot of people that I respect that he went too far. And that might be the case. And if he did what a lot of those people say that he did, then, in my opinion, he wasn't helping wrestling. He was hurting it, and he was killing a lot of the creative fire of a lot of young talent. That's messed up.
Okay. And my last question to you is, now that you've done all these great things on the independents, and you're even dabbling in Hollywood, is that correct?
Dabbling, bro. I got cold feet in the Hollywood pool.
Of course. I don't want to get your ego too big before the interview ends. So...
I'm saying in my underwear and why I'm saying Brooklyn, brother. My ego's not going to be that big.
All right. I'm
just kidding. Actually, I'm just being sarcastic. I had an awesome match tonight and I'm feeling really good right now.
I must be wearing orthopedic shoes because I stand corrected. Now that you're...
I can see why you're an interviewer.
I try. It's late, you know, I have to stay up somehow.
Your wit is slightly above average.
First thing anyone ever told me, I'm above average.
Nice.
So thank you.
Is that a child looking up?
No. But okay, so my last question to you is, now that you've done all these great things in wrestling and in Hollywood, what's the next step for you?
Greater, brother. I mean, like, what... I've got the creative freedom now to do whatever I want. And what I've been working hardest on is Hollywood stuff. So I've gotten into a lot of acting. This is also like content creation, writing, producing. I made a movie called Boone the Bounty Hunter that I wrote and produced.
I've heard of
and
it.
And shot. It's about 6 weeks away from being done. I think it's the coolest thing I've ever done. Finishing that and getting people to see it and hearing what people think about it is what's next for me. It's an action comedy about a bounty hunter who does parkour, but thematically, it's also about identity and touches on a lot of themes that I think are important and relevant to professional wrestlers. Identity, like who you play on TV and where that overlaps with your own personal identity and what it means to be a real hero. I think, in a nutshell, this movie like blends themes like that that are relevant and important to me with the exact type of badass, funny action that I've loved my whole life. So that movie is what's next for me. Finishing it.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, and this is probably the funniest interview we've ever done, so I thank you. And
absolutely.
And if people want to follow you and keep track of your career, where can they do that?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter, @TheRealMorrison, for information on Boone the Bounty Hunter. Look up Boone the Bounty Hunter on IMDb to figure out how to get abdominals like the ambassador sitting right here. Go to www.outofyourmindfitness.com. Check out the virtual functional trainer. It's a fitness program that I wrote and created myself over the span of 2 years. It's out on the market. 6 DVDs, the book, the training log, the phone app, all that, and then some. Enough for you to get beefy like a roast with less body fat than a ghost, but hopefully more of a tan than the pale whale.
Yes.